Bit of a Hero, written and read by Gervase Finn. 1.
Are you Count Dracula?
I asked innocently. Dad had insisted that we visit the ruined abbey and St. Mary's Church, perched high up on the clifftop. There was a magnificent view over the harbour from the church and a three-decker pulpit. I was not impressed with pews and pulpits, nor keen to climb right up to the top of the cliff, until Dad mentioned Count Dracula. 199 steps later, we arrived at the church with the famous box pews and tall pulpit. I was in search of the vampire. The vampire's dusty remains were brought to England in a ship with snow-white sails, he said. But it had been wrecked on the rocks just off the coast here. The black, shiny coffin floated ashore and was hidden in the ruined abbey by his evil servant. Late at night, the Count, with blood-red lips and jet-black hair, wandered around the churchyard, his sharp teeth shining in the moonlight. When the vicar, a tall, thin, white-faced man in a flowing black cape, appeared at the door of the church, it seemed obvious who he was. My red-faced parents hurried me down the steps until we were out of sight, and then we laughed until we cried. We had been in Whitby on holiday, staying at a cottage with creaky stairs, scratching mice behind the skirting boards, and a musty smell in the bedrooms. All I had left of my dad now was a photo, which I kept by my bed. I'd been awake for an hour, but couldn't be bothered to get out of bed. I just couldn't take my eyes off my dad's face. I just stared at the photograph on the...